సో ఈజ్ ఎవర్జన్ ఆల్వేస్ బ్యాడ్? సేమన్ ఆచార్య వర్స్ ఐ స్పిట్ ఎట్ సెన్షువల్ డిజైర్ దట్ ఇన్ సీమ్స్ టు ఇండికేట్ ఎవర్జన్. ద వర్డ్స్ హ్యావ్ టు బి సీన్ ఇన్ దర్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ వాట్ దే మీన్. So if you look at Yamanacharya, what is his point? He is saying that I am so absorbed in Krishna. Yadavadimam chetam Krishna padaravindame. That when getting so much, Navanavrasadhamanya udditam vantumasi. Tadavadipatanari sangame smaremane. Bhavatimukhamkara shishtu nishtivanamcha. So when I am absorbed in Krishna and I am getting so much taste in Krishna, that when I think of sensuality, my lips curl into this taste and I spit at the thought. So, the point is not that he is emotionally obsessed with that. He is emotionally absorbed in Krishna. But while being emotionally absorbed in Krishna, if sometime some other desire is come up, some thought comes up, it's not worth it. So, when I use the word aversion, when the Bhagavad Gita uses the word aversion, raga dvesha vimuktaistu, it is referring to emotional fixation in a negative sense. We see aversion, say some people may say that, you know, sir, in America now there is a whole stand of white supremacists. They say, oh, you know, we are the real Americans and all these immigrants, they are creating trouble for us. So Mexicans are creating trouble, the African Americans are creating troubles. Some people, people of a particular religion are creating trouble. People of a particular region are creating trouble. So in that case, one is obsessed with them. So one's mind is filled with, I have to get back at this person. I hate this person. So when we are saying aversion is bad, it means emotional fixation or obsession is bad. So for a devotee, so when Yamanacharya is saying when I'm absorbed in Krishna, if anything tempts, if anything comes up, so the point here is not that the point here is not aversion to that desire. The point is the sweetness of Krishna bhakti. Normally when we get something delightful, something worldly which promises pleasure, now if there's some delicious food, our mouth starts watering. We start getting craving for it. But this verse is talking that when one becomes absorbed in Krishna, how great must be the taste, and there's absolutely no craving. It is that one feels, hey, this is nothing. I don't need this at all. So there is no emotional fixation in a negative sense in sense objects. It is as compared to the sweetness of Krishna bhakti, this is worthless. I don't have to get involved in this. Now, yes, for us in the sadhaka stage, sometimes a little amount of aversion may be helpful. So if once bitten twice shy, I'm playing with a dog. Once burnt, twice shy. If I have drunk some milk and it's very hot, next time, every time I get milk, you know, I'll just be careful. I won't drink it. I'm playing with a dog, I got bitten. Then I won't go near a dog easily. So similarly, if there's a particular area in which we have fallen into illusion, then we may need to take extra precaution. So if somebody is a renounced order, then they have to be a little more cautious when associated with people of the opposite gender. So then in this case, it is caution, not aversion. Now, what is the difference between caution and aversion? Caution is centered on one's own safety. Aversion is centered on that object and considering that object is so bad. The two are very different things. The focus is, this is not healthy for me, so I will not do this. This may tempt me, this may delude me. So I will keep a distance from this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that object is bad. A simple example, let's say if somebody has got diabetes. And in our moment there is so much sweet prasadam that is there. So now if I have got diabetes, if I start, sweets are so bad, nobody should be eating sweets. Sweets are maya, sweets are maya. Well, that is wrong. Sweets is something which I should not be eating. So I have to have caution, and that is required. So sometimes the word aversion may be used in the sense of caution. But when it is used in that sense, the emphasis is that we have to keep a safe distance from it. But it's not that the object is bad. So aversion means we start demonizing that object itself. That is unhealthy. Okay? Okay. Can you stop here?